Cutting the Excess by Congressman Randy Forbes.
Right now, our federal government is in debt over $9 trillion. This means that every man, woman, and child in the United States owes the federal government just over $30,000 for expenses the government paid using borrowed dollars, and that number continues to rise. Growth in federal debt has a significant impact on our economic output and threatens our economic stability because the government needs to borrow money, and when a big borrower like the government enters the credit market, dollars become scarce. The lack of available dollars in the credit market leads to higher interest rates, and costly loans makes it more difficult for businesses to earn a profit. Our federal debt impacts employment growth and our ability to advance technology and compete globally. For families already facing a slowing economy, a struggling housing market, and skyrocketing gas prices, a growing deficit that they have little control over creates a financial pit in their stomach of the worst kind. Unfortunately, the steps Congress is taking each year have shown hardly any signs of attempting to significantly reduce our federal debt. The amount of money used to fund the economic stimulus package this year, which I voted against, would have paid off the entire 2007 deficit. This proves once again that short-term economic boosts do not get us far in the long term. Just recently, Congress voted on the budget resolution, which set the federal spending budget for fiscal year 2009. I voted against the budget resolution because I don't believe we should raise taxes to tackle the deficit. The budget resolution increased discretionary spending by $241 billion above the president's budget and imposed an average tax increase of almost $2,000 per American taxpayer over the next 5 years. Simply, it was a budget that was irresponsible to American taxpayers. To some, the size of our federal debt and the scope of government spending make our federal deficit problem appear to be an impossible task to tackle. This is no excuse for not putting our effort into decreasing the deficit and working towards achieving a balanced budget. Just one of the ways that we are overspending is through outdated and duplicative government programs that are eating away at hard-earned taxpayer dollars and digging us deeper into federal debt. For example, the Senate Committee on Government Affairs found that there are 40 separate training and employment programs, 27 overlapping teen pregnancy programs, and 75 programs funding international education, cultural, and training exchange activities. While these programs by themselves may be fine, there's no reason why we need to have multiple government programs with the same goals and missions. In fact, there is no one who is really monitoring these programs and keeping the federal government accountable. Essentially, programs are created, sometimes temporarily, and they continue to receive funding despite whether they are meeting the purposes they were created to accomplish, despite whether the program is actively serving the public, and despite whether a newer, more effective program has been created. This is unacceptable, and it is our responsibility in Congress to see that this spending problem is taken care of. That is why I have co-sponsored an important initiative called the Commission on the Accountability and Review of Federal Agencies Act, which aims at making our government spending more efficient by establishing a federal commission to study and review duplicated, outdated, and wasteful spending with the purpose of making recommendations to Congress on how to realign its spending. The Commission, upon completion of its 2-year review, would submit to Congress its recommendations for both the consolidation and elimination of domestic agencies and programs that have fallen into one or more of the areas of review. It would also submit proposed legislation to implement these recommendations. This review system would make suggestions on eliminating programs that are unneeded and wasteful so that we can help ensure that our taxpayer dollars are going to those programs deemed effective. Almost anyone who has balanced the family checkbook knows that controlling spending includes cutting out the excess, memberships that aren't being used, magazine subscriptions that go unread, the things that aren't necessary anymore. Congress must take the same responsibility for the federal government's bank account by creating a responsible budget and cutting duplicative, outdated, and wasteful spending. When our economy is floundering, unemployment rates are rising, and gas tanks are running nearly on empty because of the price of gas, it is the least we can do. If you have an idea on ways you think we can effectively decrease the federal deficit, I want to hear from you. Visit my Solutions Lab to share your ideas at forbes.house/solutionslab.
You've been listening to Congressman Randy Forbes of Virginia's 4th Congressional District. For more information on this and other issues, please visit us on the web at randyforbes.house.gov.